Baseball may be back, but there's still plenty of sports missing. This is about the time that the Olympic Games in Tokyo were supposed to start. The games have been put off a year. We're also learning of some colleges and universities losing some sports. So I called up someone who's feeling all of this, San Francisco fencer Alexander Macialis. He's an Olympian who also fenced for Stanford University. And fencing is one of 11 varsity sports that Stanford recently announced it's cutting after this year for budgetary reasons. This infuriated Alexander Macialis, and he wrote a letter to his alma mater.
The letter basically explained not just what I was feeling, but the thoughts of over 500 alumni and community sports members that helped give insight into their thoughts as well. We all are confused. We don't really know why they made these cuts. You know, they say that they were financial, but they're cutting a lot of teams that are either fully endowed or mostly endowed and not costing the university a lot of money. And we believe it just runs a little contrary to the university's core values about giving students opportunities. And a lot of these points we outlined in this letter and got published in the Stanford Daily, but it's just a lot of contradictory messaging. It doesn't seem like the reasons that they're giving us are really the reasons behind everything. It really was heartbreaking to see.
And you came to Stanford an Olympian. You fenced in two Olympics and won bronze and silver medals. Fencing runs through your family, though, right?
Yeah, my father was a three-time Olympian. He was part of the 1980 team, and he competed in 84 in Los Angeles, 88 in Seoul. He's been the Olympic coach starting from Beijing up until now. And then also we have my sister, who's training to make the now postponed Tokyo 2021 Olympic Games as well.
Are you guys just going stir crazy in your home right now, just knowing that you probably were supposed to be in Tokyo at this point, right?
When we heard the news, obviously, at first I was a little disappointed. I thought I had been fencing really well, and that's how I was able to qualify my spot to the games, even though there were still a couple more competitions to be held. But at the end of the day, all of us understand that the health of the world is more important than the Olympic Games. And, you know, the Olympic Games can wait a year.
I guess the sort of quips being made about fencing actually seems like it would be a coronavirus safe sport because everyone wears a mask. But it's not as simple as that, right?
Yeah. People are saying that fencing is actually the perfect sport because you're naturally far away from each other because you're trying to stab each other with swords. You're trying to keep distance from your opponent. You're not trying to get too close. Obviously, when you're sweating and huffing and puffing and breathing hard, you still have to be safe, take precautions. But we opened up the club for summer camp, and my parents have been doing just that, making sure people are keeping 6 feet of distance. But when they're, you know, not fencing, anytime you're inside the actual facility, you have to be wearing a mask. So they're trying their best to keep everyone safe.
Alexander Macialis, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you for having me today.
And we did reach out to Stanford. The athletic department told us it has reached out to Macialis and rowing alum Natalie Weiss, who co-wrote that letter, to set up a conversation. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.